Right, let me quickly look at that US dollar Canadian deal that was done. Now, this is not to point out what was wrong. It's easy always to look afterwards at a trade, and the reason why I'm doing this is let's look at an analysis to see how we could have avoided a loss in this trade. It's not to show someone you were wrong, because it's easy to look afterwards, but it's nice to look afterwards and to see right what we could have done to not have that loss, because we've got to minimize our losses to the minimum. Right, if you look at the big chart, you will see it's nicely trending upwards. That bottom trend line or support line has been tested a couple of times, so that's quite a true line. And then that top one was only, there was two, but it only takes two to draw that line. So there's a bit of a rising wedge, not very strong I would say, but the chances was there. It's been tested twice and closely a third time. But if we look at the inset on the 4 hours, you will see that where the deal was done. The MACD at the bottom shows a trend continuation pattern. The green candle, the signal candle, was off the 21 upwards. And take profit, if you look at the big chart, you will see it would be that top resistance line, more or less. So everything was in place except as mentioned in the thread itself, that there was that tail on the 4 hours. Right, now if we look at that tail, the moment I see a tail like that, I go to the 1 hour to see how did it happen. Was it a slow down move or a fast down move? Right, in this case it went fast up, if you see it on the right hand side, that 1 hour inset there. But what I saw there was that evening star. Now I'm always morning star, and the evening star to me is always something to look at, because that tells me the direction of the trade is going to be in this case going down. I would have entered the trade only when the next candle was a reversal, and as you can see where that purple line of mine is there, more or less just around between just above the 61.8, or let's say around about 75% of that candle going upwards. That's where I would have made my trade. Now I know it's easy to look afterwards and say yeah, but this and that. At that moment all the rules was in place as far as market emotion is concerned or market movement is concerned, except for that tail. And that tail tells me something. If I look at the previous tails that were made, there were three of them, including that current one. And on the 4 hours there, you can see it very nicely. Let me quickly mark it there. I haven't done it, but I'll mark it quickly with blue circles. Then you can see it. And to me, that's a triple top, more or less. So even that was emotion showing downwards. The current candle is not the problem really, it is what goes around it and to the left of it that tells me that this could have been the emotion was more to the downside. But that 1 hour evening star, that was the one that I was really, when I switched to the 1 hour, I saw it immediately, and then I said to myself, right, if it turned around, the next candle going up. So what would have happened or should have happened is if you get something like that, is just give it a little bit room on the next candle, stay on the 1 hour, because the 4 hour has been settled. And to say right, we're above the 21, it came back to the 21, it moved away a bit. So yeah, according to those rules, the long trade was on. But as I said, that three tails, which can be seen as a triple top, that was really another thing that I saw. So while I was talking, I saw that. You see, that's another thing. I haven't seen it while I was analyzing it, the moment I started talking and I look at it, I see it. So you're going to miss those things. So I don't want the people that did the trade like this see me pointing out negative stuff. That's not the purpose why I'm showing this. It's just to be aware of those little things. And that you learn with practice, and you learn that by doing mistakes. But put this as part of your analyze, your afterthoughts on that Canadian, US dollar Canadian deal. And remember, next time, if you do any deal, go to the 1 hour on Tails, look for that triple top. It's very important as well. So I hope this has helped you.